Welcome to Fat Geeky Reviews. My name is Brendan. Thank you guys so much for downloading the podcast this week. I'm very excited. Today I get to review Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse. That's what this podcast is all about this week. We're talking all about Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse movie. It is going to be fantastic. But first, let's talk about all the crazy things going on in my life right now. So I didn't drop a podcast last week because I started a new job last week. And last weekend was really busy for me because I had to start doing a lot of memorization for my new job. There's tons of stuff I got to memorize and get down and had to prepare for my first week. So I was really excited about that. And I also had left my old job of 12 years last Friday, so two Fridays ago. And as I'm recording this, it's Sunday. I can't wait to continue on in doing this new job because it's super satisfying and there's a lot to learn. And that's one of the reasons I left my job after 12 years because I didn't really have a lot left to learn. So, but I'm very excited. Nothing really else going on in the life right now. Kind of hanging out with my chocolate lab Toby here in the background. He's kind of hanging out and laying down. And then the wife's out in the front eating, so it's great time to be me, and I can't wait for the future, and I promise you guys that I'm gonna continue to try to get more podcasts out to you and more content. And I don't know what I'm gonna do next week, but probably unless anything like really truly amazing happens in the next week, I'm probably going to do an episode of Big Fat Geeky News next week. So maybe talk about the first few episodes of Young Justice. If you guys haven't seen Young Justice yet on the DC Universe app, the first few episodes are really, really good. I haven't finished the second set of three because they're releasing three episodes every week. And I haven't finished the second set of the three, but I'm looking forward to finishing those and binging those. Those are amazing, my favorite cartoon of all time. Speaking of cartoons, we are going to talk about Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse today. What an amazing movie. But first, I'm going to go ahead and take care of a quick bit of business, and we'll be right back. Hey. I know I'm a big fat geek rambling on about superheroes and such, but if you enjoy that and want to hear more, go ahead and click that link in the description and throw 99 cents a month my way. To those who already do support the podcast, thank you. It's no obligation, and you can cancel at any time. All right, welcome back. Thank you guys so much for supporting the podcast. The best thing you can do for me is hit that subscribe button. If you hit that subscribe button, that helps me go a long way. That tells my supporters that you are listening, or at least downloading the podcast interactions. I get paid off interactions, so from my sponsors. So anything helps me out, and then hopefully I can get more sponsors and more interactions and help build up my podcast universe. I'm hoping anyway. But even still, I love talking about this stuff, so thank you guys again for supporting the podcast. It really means a lot to me. Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse. So I saw it last weekend. And this was before I started the new job. Probably before I started the new job. And I was pleasantly surprised of how amazing it was. I had heard the rumors. I had seen the Twitter blow up over it. And my overall grade is A++. Fantastic movie. I absolutely loved it. And I really want to get into what the characters in that movie are and really talk about the story and basically what happened in that movie that made it so amazing. So let's go ahead and start with the characters. So this movie centers around a character named Miles Morales, who is a character that was created, I think, in 2011. And it's a fairly new character, but yet it has such a huge following already. And Miles Morales, if I had to compare Miles Morales' following to a DC character, I'd probably put him in the same tier as Batwoman. Batwoman is a newer character, and that character has such a huge kind of cult following, and people love the Miles Morales character. Now, I knew who Miles Morales was. I knew who he was and what he brought to the table as far as Spider-Man, and what his character was kind of all about. I didn't know complete background on it because I haven't read any of the books. But based on just some of the stuff I've read, and then some of the stuff I've seen in cartoons and stuff like that, I know that he is just another Spider-Man, but yet he's a Spider-Man that has such real issues. And he has issues almost just as tragic as Peter Parker. And that's what makes him a good Spider-Man. And the way he's written and the way his story's been told so far has been nothing short of amazing. And the reaction that this movie has gotten based on that character has been nothing short of spectacular. So, but Miles Morales is a character that I didn't know a lot about. I just knew that he was a half black, half Mexican, or half Hispanic character. So another a minority character. And this minority character had to overcome not only his father being a police officer, but his uncle being a villain. So there's that he had to play with. So I know from playing Spider-Man PS4, he made a little cameo in there, just being Miles Morales. You get to play as him a little bit in the video game. So I got to play as Miles Morales. So I know a little bit about the character. But after seeing this movie, I have so much more respect for the Miles Morales character, because he's such an amazing character. And what this movie did really hit a home run with what they brought to the table in this. In this movie, the reason why it's called Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse was because they brought in a bunch of alternate universe Spider-Men, or Spider-Females. So they, you know, the cool thing about it was just how much they were able to pack in to such a short movie. I'm sure this movie could have been a lot longer. What I loved about it was just how colorful and how amazing it was. So Miles Morales is obviously the main character, and he's a huge Spider-Man fan. The best part about that was that his father is a cop, and his father doesn't really see Spider-Man as a hero. He sees him as a vigilante and a lawbreaker. And so we start meeting all of these cool characters in the movie. We see Peter Parker, the real Peter Parker, or the present day Peter Parker. And basically what happens is he follows him to a secret laboratory belonging to the Kingpin. And they build this machine to access parallel universes. And we find out later in the movie why the Kingpin built this. But basically this machine blows up. Spider-Man saves the day and stops the machine, or so he thinks. And all of a sudden, it draws all of these other Spider-Men coming out to, coming into this universe, along with other problems. We see a lot of characters in this movie that we get to kind of see. We see Green Goblin in this movie. We see Tombstone. I think we see Scorpion at one point. We don't see Doc Ock, but we see his daughter, Dr. Olivia Octavius. And so we see another Doc Ock. So ultimately Spider-Man passes away. So Spider-Man dies in this movie, you know, spoilers. Spider-Man dies, and all of a sudden these other Spider-Men have to come in and try to stop the Kingpin from rebuilding the machine and destroying New York. And so the other characters we see are an older alternate universe Peter Parker. We see Spider-Ham. We see Penny Parker and her robot, And we see Spider-Man Noir, and we see Gwen Stacy or Spider-Gwen in the movie, and then all of this stuff, Miles Morales still was barely getting used to his powers. He ended up idolizing his uncle, who is a villain, and he's the Prowler, is who his uncle is, and he ends up idolizing him, and he ends up getting bit by a radioactive spider, which in turn, you know, gives him the powers, of course. The greatest part about this movie is just the struggle that Miles has with having to see Spider-Man die, having to try to impress a girl in Gwen Stacy. Then he's too smart for his own good, and he's trying to impress his classmates. He's going to a private school that he doesn't want to be there, and he's acting out, and he's going graffitiing everywhere. And the graffiti in this movie plays a huge role because it really shows off the art that they put into this movie. The movie, of course, was directed by Bob Persichetti and Peter Ramsey and Rodney Rothman. And I know just recently that the movie won Best Animated Film Golden Globe. Which it should have won Best Picture, because this movie tears at your heartstrings throughout the whole movie, and at the end, nothing is the same, but everything is better, and that's the best part about this movie. Oh man, this movie is so good. I want to talk about the art direction a little bit, because the movie was drawn and colored so well, and the way they went along with the soundtrack in the movie just blows everything away. And I was so immersed into this movie from the very beginning, and I can't believe this movie had such a great score, and they had so many good songs in the movie, and it really brought home the culture of the movie along with the art animation, just tied it all together perfectly. The movie really brought home something to me. It really showed, and I think younger kids really could get something out of this, is that it brought the thing that anybody can do anything, you know, to the table. And anybody can be a hero. Anybody, no matter what background they have, no matter what type of person they are, what type of they can be a hero if they choose to be, and that's how this movie ended up. I love the fact that the Kingpin was the villain, because he makes such a perfect villain, because he's always in pain. The Kingpin is always in pain from something, and he played such a great role in this movie, and the art was just amazing. I can't get over how good this movie was. I definitely give this movie an A++, and I hope that you guys go see it. It dropped into my top five favorite movies of all time. Just the story of Miles Morales and the way they made this movie. I can't wait. I hope they make a sequel for this movie. I really hope they do, because it deserves it for sure. I'd honestly rather see this movie than any other movie. So. It did drop into my top five. It joined Empire Strikes Back and Lord of the Rings Return of the King and The Departed and Remember the Titans as one of my top five favorite movies. It's definitely, and me being, if you guys know me at all, everybody knows how big of a Batman fan I am. I love Batman, but as far as movies go, this movie by itself outperformed any Batman movie, any Superman movie, any X-Men movie, in my opinion. And if you disagree with me, then tough cookies, because then you haven't seen this movie yet, because this movie just blows me away story-wise. I always say I can get over anything, and you've probably heard me say this a billion times on my YouTube channel and on the podcast. I can get over any animation, I can get over any soundtrack, anything like that. I can get over anything as long as the story is good. This by far has been the best comic book hero story of all time. The story they told with the heartache, and you know, to have a main character die in the beginning of the movie, and to have to recover from that, and to have to feel a city recover from that, it is a tough pill to swallow through the whole movie. Not only that, but you have a character who desperately wants to impress his father, and at the same time desperately wants the attention from his uncle, and at the same time wants to prove that he belongs in a world where he thinks he doesn't, and that's in you know, where he's going to private school and stuff like that. And I just love this movie so much, and I hope that anybody who's seen this movie loves it as much as I do. It deserved to win Best Animated Film at Golden Globes, which it did. It deserved to win Best Picture of the Year, because honestly, it was. This movie was so amazing. This soundtrack was great. And I know I'm rambling on about how great this movie was, but that's basically what it was. It was absolutely amazing. I really loved the comedy in the movie as well. There were bright spots in the movie. You had to have those. Aunt May in the movie was an absolute badass. They made Aunt May a badass in this movie, which is what she deserves to be. I really like Gwen Stacy's character in the movie. She was really good. Spider-Ham, of course. Whenever Spider-Ham's in anything, Spider-Ham's always funny. Spider-Man Noir was a good change of pace. I don't really know much about Spider-Man Noir. I'm going to check some stuff out from Spider-Man Noir, but one of my favorite parts of the movie was he's trying to figure out a Rubik's Cube. And if you guys know what Spider-Man Noir is, it's a black and white character Spider-Man that kind of, you know, is almost like a roaring 20s detective Spider-Man type of thing. And he's comes from a world of black and white, and he sees a Rubik's Cube for the first time, and he's like, "What is this? I'm keeping this." So that's just one of the best parts of the movie, I think. Of course, Spider-Ham is great. And then Penny Parker with the robot was really funny. And just they had a lot of confidence. And the movie taught you how to have confidence. Miles Morales had no confidence in being a Spider-Man. And by the end of the movie, he finally figured out his niche in becoming a Spider-Man. And when I saw Miles Morales in that suit for the first time, with the hood and the sneakers and just kind of the graffiti Spider-Man on the front of the, oh my goodness, what a fantastic image that was. One of my favorite images of all time, seeing Miles Morales like that. And I just loved it. Absolutely loved it. So please check out this movie. This is going to be a short podcast today because I just wanted to kind of give my review on the movie. Please check it out. It is amazing. If you guys get a chance, I'm going to get it the first day it comes out on digital. And I'll probably get it when it comes out on Blu-ray as well. I'm not usually one to get both. But I really want to have the special features of this movie. I really want to see how they made the animation. So I hope they include that in special features. And I really hope they make a sequel, because Miles Morales deserves it. So, but that's it for this week, folks. I really hope you enjoyed the podcast this week. I really hope that you guys go check out Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse. Such a great movie. I loved it. As you can tell, I rambled on about it for a straight 20 minutes. So thank you again for downloading the podcast. Please check out my other podcasts. Please subscribe to on whatever platform you use to get your podcast. Please hit that subscribe button. Please hit the like button. Give me 5 stars. All of that goes a long way. If you can throw 99 cents a month my way, that'd be fantastic as well. Just, you know, help me keep going. And I want to thank you guys very much. So that's it for the Geek.